We've had a look at the Canva scheduling tool and the Buffer scheduling tool. The next one that we're going to look at is the Facebook Planner. Now, getting back to Meta and your Meta Business Suite, you'll see in your Meta Business Suite, you actually have a planner option. Now, what's exciting about this is that Facebook, even though Facebook won't promote this, they generally, if you're using their tools, they will look favorably on it within the algorithm. It's a simple case of going into your Facebook account, and from here, you can start scheduling. Now, because Facebook is tracking every bit of information and every bit of data, they will actually tell you the best times to post. So you can see here recommendations, of when your followers were most active based on whether it's Facebook or Instagram. And then you can have a look at that by week or by month. So it really is exactly the same as what you would do with your other scheduling tools. You create the post, you can upload your photo or your video, put in your text, and then you can either save it as a draft or schedule it. Now, one of the things that I generally recommend is that you have a look, and if the post is going really, really well, then what you can do is look at boosting it. So if we have a look at this one, you can see here you get the option of boosting the post. And what that does is that then increases your base from your 1% on average who is seeing your post to a lot more, depending on how much money you want to put behind it. But it's always a good idea to have a little bit of budget spare for when a post is doing well, because then you're getting it out in front of more people. And the minute people start interacting and liking and commenting on your post, the more your information is going to show up in front of them. So that's how the Facebook Planner works. The other nice thing with this is you can see here, they also give you the option of inviting people who have interacted with your page to follow you. It's a simple case of clicking on the button and then selecting the people that you want to invite to like your business page. Now, Facebook and Instagram have become a little bit cleverer in the fact that you can simply select the people that love your posts, people that like your posts, or what I recommend is that you go through and you select everybody, because this is the fastest way to start growing your follower base. And you've got to remember that when somebody comments or likes or loves or adds a reaction to your post, all of their friends are being notified that they've actually liked your content. And Australians are renowned stalkers. We love looking over everybody else's shoulders to see what they're doing. And if you have people commenting and liking and interacting with your posts and their friends see what they're doing, they're going to come and see what the fuss is about. And that's one of the fastest ways, apart from advertising, of growing your following. So this is how you make the most of your Facebook Planner. They make it so easy for you. They tell you the best times to post, whether it's Facebook or Instagram. When it comes to creating the post, it's exactly like everything else. As long as you've got your planner set up, you've got an idea, and you've got a structure that you're following with your content, then this becomes very, very easy. And it can be something that your staff or a team member jumps in, and they might spend an hour a week uploading content, scheduling it so they can schedule it as to when it's going to be posted. So you can see here you've got the schedule. If you click on active times, it will tell you the best time to post, and away you go. You don't need to worry about information going up. You're being consistent. And then if once a week they go back in, have a look at the reactions and invite people to your page. It's a simple case of just locking off an hour once a week to follow the process. So that is posting on Facebook. Now, the other thing that you can do is to choose some goals. So whether you want to increase your reach or grow your followers, now, obviously, you want to grow your followers, and it might be worthwhile doing a bit of a trial. Spend 1 month wanting to grow your followers, the next one increasing your reach, and then Facebook or Meta will hold you to the goal that you set. So that is how you use the Meta Business Suite or the Facebook Planner. In the next video, we will be working through how to repurpose content, which is effectively creating something once and using it across a lot of different platforms.